So the date is July 9th, 10th, 2015, and we are at the Sam Moore Museum. I am Dylan Young, and I'm interviewing Vaughn Wedelius, and he's going to talk about the Knights of Columbus. If I knew nothing about your organization, how would you explain it to me?
I guess the easiest explanation is that it is not a service club. It's a fraternal organization, which means the objectives of the organization, although some of them tend to be like service clubs, are focused on a group of men who are part of the Roman Catholic parish in their locale. And in this case, of course, it's the PAW. It has, as an organizational structure, it has officers and kind of like directors, much like any other service club or official organization. But in addition to that, it has a sort of semi-secretive component in that only bona fide members can attend meetings and participate in the activities of the organization, unless, of course, they're public activities like pancake breakfasts and things like that.
So it's much less... I don't want to say easygoing, but...
It's a little more laid back than a service club. For example, we don't... Well, we encourage members to attend the monthly meetings. We have 10 of those a year. There's no penalty if you're unable to attend. And indeed, some of our members who have been long-standing members for many decades don't even live in the PAW anymore.
How long have you been a member?
Actually, I'm kind of a latecomer in a sense. I joined in 1996. Before that, I was involved in another service club that kept me very, very busy. And then my professional organization took me away from the PAW for a while, and I kind of got out of the service club orientation. But eventually, in 1996, I was approached to consider joining the Knights, and it kind of fit in with where I was heading towards retirement and also wanting to become a little more involved with the men of the community that I was attending church with.
Okay. How regularly do you get new members?
We're always looking for new members, and indeed when I joined in 1996, there was about six of us who joined at the same time. And we've had anywhere from one to five members on and off over the years join on an annual basis. Of course, many of our members are quite elderly, and so we're losing one or two or three a year as they pass on. So we're always looking for members. It's more difficult, I think, like other service clubs, to get new members nowadays.
The ones that I've interviewed had all said that they are always looking for them, not desperately, but...
Well, we certainly are too, and we approach people that we think would make good members from time to time, and sometimes they say yes, but often they're very busy, especially if they're younger. They're very busy with their families. Families take a lot of time nowadays with all the associated activities that families are involved in sports and so on.
What do you like most about your organization?
Well, one of the main things I like about it is that it is a local organization. While it is international and national and provincial in some of its activities, most of our involvement is within the PAW or the area of the PAW. And it's an opportunity to work with on these projects, work with people from the community that you might not in your workplace, for example, be involved with. So it's an opportunity to work with people that you might normally see on a Sunday, and that's about it.
Can you talk about some of the projects or programs you participate in or that you know of?
Well, there's a couple that I've been heavily involved in over the years. During the Trappers Festival, we put on pancake breakfasts. It was an idea I initiated soon after I was involved with the Knights, and we've kept it up. It involves organizing up to 60 people for 3 days to deliver, to make and serve pancakes during the Trappers Festival. And it's a social activity for the community too, so that's a one good thing. We have been involved in the various cleanup projects over the years. We donate, we have certain donations. Our primary donation area is our parish and the church, but other things that we donate are wheelchairs on an international basis, visiting the sick. Several years ago, we started a project in the middle school called Rock, Paper, Scissors Challenge, and that's an opportunity for all the students to get involved in a challenge to see who would be the top rock, paper, scissors person in the school. And we give trophies and financial awards to the top winners of that category. Seems to be something students look forward to doing because everybody can participate. You don't have to be athletically inclined or have a high IQ, you just participate and it gives you an equal chance.
Are the Knights of Columbus in the US and the Knights of Columbus in Canada the same? Like,
we all operate under an international group called the Supreme Office, which is centered in the United States. But there are national subgroups, Canada, of course, and then we have various provincial groups under that. There's Knights of Columbus in Ukraine, in the Philippines, in Mexico, and other countries around the world. So it's a sort of an international body as well.
How is the Knights of Columbus in Canada different from the ones in other countries?
Well, our focus is on local activities. So while we do make international donations or provide assistance, we did a lot of medical assistance to the Ukraine in the last couple of years, or in some countries where there's natural disasters, we've contributed to the support of those. The wheelchair thing is a big international contribution, and the boxcar loads of wheelchairs are sent down to Caribbean countries or South America to help there. But while we follow the same general principles of organization and we have similar officers and that kind of thing, each group is pretty discreet, focusing on our own interests as a national body or as a provincial body as well.
Okay. What are the best parts and the most frustrating parts, if there are any, of being a member?
Well, the best parts are getting a chance to work with local guys, because we're all men, of course. It's restricted to men only. We do work in cooperation with the ladies of the parish and the spouses on various occasions, but as a men's group, it's an opportunity to meet and mingle with people that you might not normally spend any time with. And because we're of the same faith, we have similar interests, so that's a good thing. The negative side, well, in the last several years, the diminishing membership makes it more difficult sometimes to do projects. Attracting new members is one of the big frustrations, and while we sometimes are successful, it's still difficult to get new members like other organizations have found.
Is there a general reaction that someone has if they learn you're a member?
I haven't run across any reaction other than curiosity, perhaps. Our community work is not always publicized to the degree that maybe we should, so unless we make an effort to put in a press release and point out we're donating to all the food banks in Nepal, or providing financial assistance to repair a cathedral roof or something like that, it doesn't get noticed without outside of our church community. We usually get good publicity within the church community.
So you're saying you're not as well known as like Rotary or Kinsmen?
Yeah, because we're not a service club, we're not in the face of the public as often.
Okay. Do you have a story you can share that has to do with the Knights?
Yeah, I do. our council was started in the late 20s, and at that time I had about 75 founding members, and one of them was my grandfather. And because of that, I've always had a kind of an interest in joining the Knights. And I did consider it one time in the 60s, but was attracted to service club at the time, because a lot of my colleagues in my work profession were members of this service club, and so I decided to join them. But I eventually became a Knight, and it's one of the reasons is because I knew my grandfather had been a founding member here.
How would you personally describe the Knights?
I guess a group of like-minded men who want to provide service to their local community or local parish, particularly. The Knights was founded originally to help widows and orphans of the community, so that's one of our goals. But of course, social services provides much of what wasn't available in the 20s.
What would be your group's greatest accomplishment? I mean, like, any level of the organization, internationally, nationally, locally.
Oh gosh. For several decades, our council ran bingos at the Guy Hall, and the finances that were available because of that went to education in the community, religious instructions to students at the time was Sacred Heart School, and then later to students in the public school system who participated. That was a major thing. Providing support to the rebuilding of the Riverside Cemetery was another major project that was accomplished. A lot of people don't know about it, but it cost many tens of thousands of dollars to rebuild that cemetery, and it's to make it available. Our continuing work with the Trappers Festival Pancake Breakfast is another ongoing thing. Manitoba and international, I'm less able to comment on that. I do read our international publication. We get a news magazine that comes out on a regular basis. Most councils do a lot of these little projects like I'm talking about. That's their focus.
Do you think that any of your organization's actions have had negative results in communities?
I can't think of any. And I've lived here all my life, and I've never been aware of any negative perceptions of our council or any service club for that matter, because we're all interested in improving the lot of other people in the community, so that's only a good thing.
In terms of the last few decades, would you say that your organization has become more active or less active?
I think we've been fairly steady in the things that we do. As our membership gets older, and many of them are in their 80s now, so there's a limit to what physical activities many of our members can do. But the things that we do, we've done for many, many years, and we continue to do them on a regular basis. We have enough younger members to make them viable still, and we'll continue to do that, I guess, as long as we have members who are willing to step forward.
Do you think your time within this organization was well spent?
I would say yes. I have participated in many organizations over the years, and I still do in several others. But this one is a little unique because it's local, it's related to the parish, and it's community focused, so it keeps my interest to this point.
Do you want to bring attention to anything about your organization?
Only that we're continuing to look for new members to replace the many people that are getting older. But again, I'm sure that's happening elsewhere, not only in the Bob, but in the other communities of Manitoba.
Those are all my questions. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.